It is a new campaign and we are kicking off tonight. The League of Women Voters is probably most known for our voter registration and voter education, but we also look at issues, national, state, and local. And this is a local issue because we're the only major city in the state of Florida that does not have universal curbside recycling for the residents. And so we wanted to take this on as an issue and to work with the city to make that change.
Now, you say that St. Pete doesn't have universal curbside recycling. Tell us a little bit about what the issue is with that. Why does that need to change? What types of hurdles does that create for individuals who maybe would like to recycle but aren't able to?
I think it would help them, actually, because today we have either delivery to one of 21 centers to get rid of our recyclable trash or a subscription service. And a subscription, and so only 7.5% of the households in St. Petersburg are involved in the subscription service. A lot don't know about it. And if a universal curbside recycling was made universal, then it would be available to all the residents, and it would be simply putting out either one bin or two with the recyclables in it. Also, we had a study done to analyze recycling here in St. Petersburg and look at the potential for it here. And what happens is when people do recycle in those cities and towns that have gone to universal curbside recycling, the amount that people put out raises significantly. So that's less going to be burned and that kind of thing. And then you also can sell that recyclable materials, the tonnage for that. So, and it's usually anywhere from $40 to $70 per recyclable ton that a city or township or municipality can receive in compensation.
Now, you also mentioned a subscription service that the city offers, and less than 10% of residents are taking advantage of that. Is there a cost associated with that subscription service?
That could be it. We don't know for sure. We've also found out that a lot of people don't, the study that was done, don't even know about that it being available. But yes, it could potentially contribute to that.
What's the end goal in this? Where do you anticipate this going?
Well, what our goal is that the city, we work with local government here, both the city council and the mayor, and staff is asked to look into not if we can, but how to do it and work out the details of implementation.
Do you expect to get a lot of support among city council and city staff in this effort?
Well, we're going to have to find that out. We will be meeting with, not with staff, but with city council and setting up meetings for next week to go over what our analysis has shown us and to see what their take is. And I think it's going to be a building of that relationship and working together and to see where we go. But I think an informed populace about some of the real facts associated with this, we hope to leverage into making it a non-event. But we'll see what happens, you know?